We get bored fast with the straight life. By nature, we quickly tire of submitting to the needs and essence of our mates. We'd rather have things our own interesting way. 2. The male ego is bigger but more fragile than the female ego. The fragility of our egos easily prevents oneness and intimacy. Tracy said, "Most things in our marriage are Gil's plans and desires. Gil never shows me any of his deep feelings, and I can't say that I've ever felt one with him. He once said, 'If I let you in and show you my feelings, I'd be vulnerable to becoming hurt.'" And, while as husbands we must make room for our wife's gifts to blossom, our big but fragile egos can easily see the expression of our wife's superior gifts as a threat. Monica told me, "After a while, I felt that I could manage raising our kids if my husband weren't around to frustrate us. It always caused confusion when my husband came home and wanted to be in charge. Most of the time, his choices about what to do for family fun didn't fit in with what the kids wanted to do. If I tried to make another suggestion, he would be crushed. This led me to take even more control by trying to have things already planned. I was only trying to help him become a better father. Besides, it only seemed natural for me to choose the family activities, since I knew everyone's schedules. But he couldn't see it that way, saying I was hooked on controlling things. It made me very angry, and it was hard to feel as though we were a real team." 3. Men are relatively less sensitive to the needs of others. In a perfect world, the head of the home would be the most sensitive one in the house. We don't live in a perfect world. Mary said, "Early in our marriage, my husband wanted to be intimate at the most inconvenient times. It seemed that if company was coming over, he just had to have sex. But my mind was spinning, trying to keep everything going. I was exhausted with cooking, doing the laundry, and just trying to keep a clean path through the house as I prepared for the guests. Suddenly, I'd find him lying in the bedroom like a spider just waiting for me to come in and meet his need. He never noticed that I needed his help or that it might be better to wait until our company had gone home that night. It was very hard to feel one with him at that time. He didn't care how I was doing, but he did care enough to have his sexual needs met. Since then, we've really talked about my needs and expectations, especially when we have company. He has not only given in on having sex before friends come over, but now he helps me prepare for the company. He's very understanding. This has brought a oneness and closeness that we didn't experience in the early years. And our sexual relationship is better than it has ever been." For most men, sensitivity takes work at first. We aren't born with the sensitivity necessary for mutual submission. 4. Men are less able to express emotions and feelings verbally than women.